brought to you by Penguin.
The Burning by Jane Casey. Read by Caroline Lennon, Paul Thornley and Penelope Rawlins.
The certainty of death is attended with uncertainties in time, manner, places. Sir Thomas Browne, Urn Burial. Bodies recovered from fires present similar problems of investigation to bodies recovered from water. In both instances, the integration of information obtained from the examination of the scene, the examination of the body, and the history of the decedent is particularly important. Derek J. Pounder. She should have gone home with the others. Kelly Staples stared at her reflection in the cracked and spotted mirror, trying to make sense of what she saw. Surely that wasn't her face squinting back. Mascara had smeared under her eyes, leaving shadowy smudges speckled with tiny flecks of black that couldn't come off no matter how she rubbed at them. The remnants of her foundation were caked around her nose and across her forehead, where her skin looked dry. Her face was red, and she had a spot on her chin that she was sure hadn't been there when she was getting ready to go out. Her mouth was slack and wet, and there was something on her top. With a huge effort, Kelly bent her head to inspect the damage. Wine, she thought hazily. She had tipped red wine down her front. She vaguely remembered laughing hysterically, holding the wet material away from her, offering someone, a man she'd never met before, the chance to suck it so as not to waste it, before Faye dragged her away from him, muttering crossly in her ear about behaving herself. But, as Kelly had pointed out, or tried to, tonight was all about not behaving herself. Out with the girls for an evening of freedom, a pub crawl in Richmond. Dolled up, tanked up, ready for a laugh. It was getting near the end of term, they needed a break, all of them. Especially her, since she'd broken up with PJ 3 weeks before. Or, to be precise, he'd broken up with her. 2 years they'd been together, and he'd thrown it all away to chase after Vanessa Cobbett, the fat slapper. A tear slid down Kelly's face, gliding through what was left of her makeup. They'd started with white wine at home getting ready, and Kelly had had a few glasses. Giddy with nerves, she'd needed it, and it had got the evening off to a good start. The room behind her rocked and swayed. Kelly shut her eyes, leaning heavily on the sink as she waited to feel better. She had been sick already. She had thought it might help if she was sick. Behind her, a cubicle door banged. A bony, middle-aged woman slipped past her with a sidelong look that said, "You're too young to be in that sort of state." Kelly thought, but wasn't confident enough to say, "Yeah, well, you're too old to be in here in the first place." The toilets were cramped. Two cubicles and two sinks squeezed into a narrow corner of the pub, reeking of aggressive air freshener and the sour sweet smell of vomited wine. That was Kelly's contribution. The fixtures dated the last redesign to the 80s, if not before. Pink porcelain fittings and pink and brown floral curtains that hung limply at the frosted window. The rest of the pub wasn't much better, though the dim lighting hid most of the damage at night. The Jolly Boatman had seen better days, as had most of the clientele, but it was busy nonetheless, crowded with drinkers. The pubs by the river were all busy. It was Thursday night. The unofficial start to the weekend, and everyone was out to have a good time, including Kelly. But it had all gone wrong, somewhere along the way. The others had left, she remembered woozily, telling her to get a taxi when she was ready to come home. She'd been dancing with someone, a lad she didn't know, and Faye had tried to persuade her to leave, but she'd refused. It had seemed to make sense then. It was her turn. Her chance to have fun. They'd taken her at her word and left her. Kelly couldn't understand why she'd let them.
I'm pissed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?